FM News Talk 97.1. Podcast.
This is Second Amendment Radio, a program that delivers updates on firearm news as well as answers some of your questions on the topic.
So, welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio. This is your host, Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory, and my co-host, Tony Colombo.
That's right.
The infamous Tony Colombo.
That's me.
And Chad, our excellent producer.
Yeah, you're not going to. Chad, he's not going to like that.
I'm not going to say
so
anything.
So, you have a problem with my music again.
All I'm saying is that I didn't know what it was.
Look, if it's made after the year 2000, you got no chance.
Maybe like, well, actually, you know, no, that's not completely true.
It's pretty true.
So your radio is like a time capsule. It's like you're not putting anything.
Listen, I was coming. So
well said.
We had some fire stuff going on last night with the fire department, and so I was telling you I was over with the Homeland Security hazmat team that I'm with and doing training, and then they had this house fire up in Rock, and so our department got called. And I said, well, I'm going to go over. You know, I'm real close. I'll just go over to the firehouse. And so on the way home, I'll get there. On the way home, guess what I was listening to?
What?
Beach Boys. It was awesome.
Like, all right.
Yeah. I'm not saying you got to play the Beach Boys. I'm just saying I was rocking out to like Little Deuce Coupe and like, you know, California Girls. And I was having a good time, man. Like,
so this is Second Amendment Radio. This is a gun show.
Yeah.
Guns.
Yeah. So anyway.
As you mentioned, you're the owner of Southern Armory.
I am.
What's happening out at Southern Armory?
Southern Armory. We're located at 9901 Watson Road and 1 mile east of 270-44 and southernarmory.com.
Southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
Bam. Mm-hmm. All right. Now that that's out of the way. So Jess and I were talking like, what can we do that's just an awesome promotion to kind of kick stuff off?
Yeah.
And we were like,
weather's about to turn around.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. So we've got ARs.
Days are going to be longer. That's like, tonight.
You
got
to spring forward
tonight.
So we've got some ARs that we have access to that are under $500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. That's a good deal. And there's some other stuff, some other specials that are going on as far as on the gun side. But more importantly, we were like, you know, we want everybody to be real quiet when they're shooting this summer. So we're going to do 10% off suppressors.
Wow.
In stock or ordered in, 10%. A trilogy kit, which we've talked about before, which I love the trilogy kit. And my buddy has got one. And he took his wife shooting, and we were just with him a couple weeks ago for a fundraiser for Wings of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know what Wings of Hope is.
I have heard of that organization.
They do medical air transport, and they're based out of Chesterfield. Great organization.
Yeah.
This isn't a plug for them, but you know, we were at a fundraiser for them because I'm a pilot, and my buddy's a pilot. So anyway, he goes, hey, man, he had my wife off to the side, and he goes, hey, you know what I really like that I bought from you? And my wife's like, well, he's bought a ton of guns. And you know, she's expecting like, you know, just a generic.
Him
like,
to name one of the guns. Yeah.
Yeah, name a gun. He goes, that trilogy kit.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, really? He goes, you know why I like it so much? And I said, and she says, why? He goes, I took my wife shooting and now she refuses to shoot anything that's not suppressed.
Yeah. And trilogy kit means
it's the three suppressors.
Yep.
So it's a rifle suppressor, 45 and less handgun suppressor, and a 22 caliber suppressor. And so now she will not shoot.
Even though they make universal suppressors, that's not the way to go.
For rifle and a handgun, both. Yeah. You're better off buying an individual suppressor for the task really at hand.
Yes.
You'll thank me for that later. You might be like, he's crazy, but believe me, just buy the suppressor. I'm not saying like
get the right suppressor for the right gun.
And I'm not saying if you got a 22 caliber rifle, don't get a 30 caliber suppressor. You know, get the 30 caliber suppressor and you can use it on your 22 caliber rifle too. But you know, get a rifle suppressor for a rifle, a handgun suppressor for a handgun, and a rimfire suppressor for your rimfire stuff. So anyway, so apparently she's willing to go shooting whenever, but whatever gun they take's got to have a threaded barrel so they can put a can on the end of it. And I'm like, that is awesome. Like, I'm looking at my wife like, really? She's like, yeah. And I was like, huh. Yeah.
That's cool.
I was like, he didn't mention that. She goes, well, you were like drinking and dancing with his wife. And I'm like, and she didn't mention that to me either. I was like, what? But yeah, I mean, they're good people. So my wife's like a wallflower, and so is Patrick. So
yeah,
he's like, you know, kind of looking forward to buying some more stuff. So I guess he's going to buy some threaded barrels and have me fit them to his guns.
Yeah. That's a big deal. That's huge because suppressors are not easy to get. It takes a while to go through all the paperwork and stuff to get them done.
And we make it really painless.
Yeah,
we
and really any help do. That you guys can give them, as far as with the paperwork and everything, obviously, which, like you just said, you guys make it as painless as possible, but also a little help on the price there. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. So to give you an idea, the trilogy kit that my buddy Patrick bought and that I've got, with the 10% off, it's basically you're buying the rifle can and the handgun can, and you're getting the rimfire suppressor for free.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And on top of, you're getting a $several-hundred case.
Yeah,
you know, for free too. When you, that's just a normal thing when you look at like all three of price together.
Right.
You're getting a $200 case for free, and they're paying like tax stamps. You know, when you look at the overall, so getting another 10% off is just
that's
baller.
Amazing.
Paperwork. Jessica makes that absolutely painless. Mm-hmm. She sits down with you. We print it off of a computer, and she's, you know, it's all PDF filled in and it looks nice. Mm-hmm. And then you sign it. We give you a couple of cards for fingerprints, and people always dread going to Clayton. I hate going to Clayton's. But what we do is we send you down to the Crestwood Police Department,
mm-hmm.
which is literally just like two lights down from us at the store, and they do fingerprints. Now, you know, everybody knows Clayton, you know, it's like 8 to 4:30. Crestwood Police will do fingerprints for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
And a lot of people go, oh, man, I bet the price is wild and crazy. And, you know, and you're right. If you would go to some places, they would charge anywhere from $20 to $40 a card.
Mm-hmm.
Crestwood Police, $5 a card.
No kidding.
So you can literally go and get your fingerprints done for $10.
Yeah.
At your convenience. 1 a.m.
Right.
I wouldn't go in drunk. But, you know, you could go.
Yeah, no,
you
that's
a
bad idea.
It'd be horrible. You could go in at 1 a.m. if you get work third shift, you work late, you know, you're getting off at 1 a.m., you could very easily go in there and have them do it, and they're happy to do it for you.
That's awesome.
So the other thing, too, is Walgreens. You got to drive by a Walgreens. So what I tell customers to do is get your paperwork, sign everything, get your fingerprint cards. First stoplight's Walgreens. Pull in there, get your fingerprint or get your photograph taken for your passport photos.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're going to tell you it's going to be like 20 or 30 minutes before they're ready. Go down to the next light. Really, actually, technically, I don't think you have to go down to the next light. I think you can actually cut through and go to the police station.
Right.
And get your fingerprints done. By the time those are done, you drive back to Walgreens, everything's done. Then you drive right back over to Southern Armory.
And
so you're staying within probably a mile radius of the shop to get everything done.
And you're getting some work done.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So like I said, we've really got it hooked up with Crestwood Police, and Walgreens is obviously super convenient, and Jess does the paperwork. sits down with you and bangs it out on the computer. So
that's awesome.
It's seriously painless, guys.
Got to take advantage of
it. It really is.
Got to take advantage of it. It's the best place to get suppressors anyway,
right.
Southern Armory. And now with this 10% deal,
yeah,
forget about it.
And you get to hang out with Jessica. And more importantly, our favorite sales girl, Piper.
Yes, that's right.
You know, Pipe is, she's pretty cool. You know, I had a customer in there the other day and I said, you know, we were looking at handguns, and Piper, she gets up on like this stool we've got. It's not really a stool. It's like a thing we keep files in, but she pushes it up on the counter and gets on top of it. And she starts, you know, babbling and pointing and everything else. And the lady's like, that's so cute. And I was like, she'll show you how to use it too. This child has probably sat through, you know, 100 CCW classes and basic pistol classes. And she's looking at me and I'm like, oh yeah. I was like, she's been here, you know, every day since she's been like 2 months old, 3 months old. She's
that's
been
awesome.
Here at this gun shop. So, yeah, so you come in and take advantage of it. Look and see what we can get for you. Even if it's a suppressor that is kind of a, I don't want to say like oddball, but not like a mainstream suppressor where we've got to go right to the manufacturer, we're happy to set up the account and get it in.
Right.
So
That's super cool. That's great stuff.
It's all about supporting the customer.
That's right.
And everything else. But the suppressors we carry, they have great warranties. I cannot think of one suppressor I've ever sent back for an issue.
That's great.
Like, and I mean, we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
You know, like we're getting up on a decade. And I'm like, and I don't think I've ever sent a suppressor back.
So suppressors, firearms, all your personal defense needs, all taken care of out at Southern Armory. Mm-hmm. The firearm simulator, which is super cool. And classes. What's happening with classes?
Classes, we've got the CCW class offered a couple times a month. We've got defensive pistol classes. They'll be coming up like May, June. I've got another awesome class I'm working on. I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but you know, if you don't want to know, you should probably turn the radio off for about a minute. we are going to start offering a gunshot wound class. I think there's truly a need for it.
Yeah.
Been kind of coordinating, you know, in the fireside, and we're changing stuff and. And I'm thinking, you know, none of this stuff is standardized. So I'm trying to push the fire departments to get a standard You know, working with some local people on that. But we could take that same kit we're going to develop at Southern Armory and bring it over and teach the populace here, the shooting populace, how to use it. So chest seals and, you know, airway management and just some basic stuff. So I'm going to start working on that. And hopefully June or July, maybe we'll do a first class on that.
Wow.
So if you want more information, SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
See,
I know.
You didn't even think about it.
I know.
I said it,
and I was like, oh, here we go. So you can go over to the website. You just heard it three times.
That's right.
I don't want to set the chain off again. And you can sign up for our newsletter.
Yes.
The newsletter, obviously, you're gonna get some updates, which there's a bunch of stuff coming down the pipe. I've got to write it, but it's going to come. But you'll be able to keep up on, hey, we are going to offer this class. You should sign up, and so that way you know when it's going to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have the ability for you to come into the store and be like, hey, that medical class you're going to talk about, like gunshot wounds. And mind you, gunshot wound is just like a stabbing, like you get cut with a knife. You know what I'm saying? So it's the treatments are the same, mm-hmm. you know, grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good class for anything. Like if you'd fall on a piece of rebar or
yeah.
get shot, get stabbed, you know, have a puncture to the chest somehow.
Yeah.
Same treatment. So you yeah. can use this stuff right across the board. I personally carry a tourniquet in every vehicle because let's say I wreck my car, I've got it within arm's reach, but motorcycles,
yeah,
you know, or I come across a real bad accident where somebody needs a tourniquet, I can put it on real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I carry some of this stuff because, you know, tourniquets literally can save lives.
Yeah.
Chest seals can literally save lives.
Yeah.
So it'd be a good class just to get a little bit more education out for some first aid.
That's really great.
Some real good trauma first aid.
Yeah.
You know, just not put a Band-Aid on it with some Neosporin.
And then before we take this first break,
yeah.
Southern Armory on Facebook, Second Amendment Radio on Facebook.
Yep.
Talk about the midweek.
Yep. Last few weeks, we've done the midweek news update.
Yeah.
And I think we had like 15 people at one time in. And we had a bunch of people
coming and going
and saying, hey, can you talk about this? Can you do this? You know, and
mm-hmm.
Pulled up some good articles. I think we covered like three. We covered HR8, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. We talked about the St. Charles shooting, which we're going to talk a little bit about today.
Oh, yeah.
And then we talked about hiking because we're getting into that season where I'm planning on going trout fishing. I think we talked about that, too.
Yeah.
And trout fishing and hunting and backpacking and all this kind of fun stuff.
Right.
So go on the live stream and you can hear us kind of talk about that. And one of my buddies, Scoey, was actually, he's a big like overlander backpacker guy. And he's got a rig that he has. It goes right in the center of his chest and he puts his Glock in that rig. And so he added a photo and he sent a photo to me and I showed it on the live stream. And then I showed what I would use for, you know, hiking and stuff.
Right.
So if you want to know what Aaron would carry, what his pick would be, you'd have to go over to the live stream.
Right.
So
take a
wrap
break.
Up the session. Get you guys.
We're going to talk to our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine, one of the fine sponsors of this program. He has a new offer on Intervine products that I don't even know yet. Haven't heard it yet on flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, all that great stuff at Intervine, all the batteries that they make out there. He has a March special, and we are going to get that from him. And we've got a lot to talk about on this edition of Second Amendment Radio, not the least of which, of course, what Aaron just mentioned. We had that terrible incident at the St. Charles Target where there was a shooting here, that Target off of Mexico Road. I want to get into that discussion. Get Aaron's thoughts on that shooting. Was it a good shooting? Was it a bad shooting? All that sort of stuff. Lots of questions surrounding that event that we're going to get into. So don't go anywhere. Plenty more Second Amendment Radio coming your way here on FM News Talk 97.1.
I was raised by a great generation.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. If you missed the beginning of the show, Aaron did not like the song that Chad started the show with.
I couldn't even name it.
He requested Beach Boys. Talked about his driving home the other day,
yeah,
jamming out to the Beach Boys.
It was awesome.
So Chad has come through.
Well,
so I want, for the third segment, I want God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, because
gotcha.
That's my favorite Beach Boys
gotcha.
Song, and Aaron said he doesn't
It's actually
even...
already loaded. So.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. He's
and,
on it.
And it's funny, because like, he called my freaking truck a time... Your music's just a time capsule. All right, player. I dropped Beach Boys on you. And it was just, I thought that was just
I'm
funny.
I'm going to drop Beach Boys
oh,
on
wow.
you.
Oh, wow.
You know?
That's something. All right, get it together. We have a guest. Like I mentioned in the last segment, joining us now on Second Amendment Radio, one of the fine sponsors of this program, Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine. Intervine, of course, the local company, family-owned business that makes the brightest, longest-lasting LED camping flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, and they got batteries, all kinds of stuff. And they're great. It's just great, great stuff, and I love talking to Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing awesome, guys. I'll tell you what, hearing you mention the Beach Boys made me think of being on the beach, which I was just at. I was in Costa Rica last
Ooh.
Week, and coming back was I landed on the plane about a week ago in St. Louis, and I got back to like 17 degree temperatures.
And
that was like a week ago, so I'm glad to see it's finally warming up.
Yeah, no kidding. I hope you brought some of that warm weather with you.
I wish.
So I was just before this segment, I was talking about you had mentioned to me off the air in a text that you had an idea for a March special at Intervine. Did you want to go ahead and roll that out right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I'll tell you what,
it's tied to my trip to Costa Rica. So the first time I've ever been there, I was down there with at a business meeting, and if this weren't radio, you would see me doing air quotes right now when I say business
meeting.
yeah, exactly. But I was with some fellow, business owners down there. But we spent the entire time outside, and it just got me to thinking about being outside here in the Midwest. We're pretty lucky. You know, we have awesome springs and fall. And so it's camping season. I love getting out on the deck. Mm-hmm. I love barbecuing. I love getting out the family camping. And so what we're going to do this month for all of the, Second Amendment Radio listeners and Tony fans, all of our camping lanterns are going to be half off.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's great. Look, Aaron's just piqued Aaron's interest. Aaron's like, how many can I buy?
Well, apparently two for the price of one.
No, I thought you were calculating your funds for how much money you're going
to
spend.
Oh, I have to talk to the banker about that.
Right, right.
The wife.
That's awesome. That is awesome, Mike. So, how do they do it? Same way?
Yep, same way, like they always do it. So they can either go to our own website or they can go to Amazon. So if you want to buy them off of our website, simply go to intervine.com, intervine.com, and then use the discount code Tony, and that's going to give you 50% off any camping lantern that we have. And for anyone else who likes to shop on Amazon, we like to give people options. If you go to intervine.com/Tony, T-O-N-Y, that's actually going to take you directly to a private exclusive discount page that we have set up on Amazon. It's going to show you all of our camping lanterns right there. And if you just add one to your cart, it's automatically going to give you the 50% off discount. You don't got to do anything else. Just go to intervine.com/Tony, pick out the lanterns you want, get it for 50% off. There's nowhere else you can get this kind of discount. We've never discounted them this much before. So it's something we're exclusively doing just for all of our awesome listeners out there.
Yeah, Mike, as you know, I was just using an Intervine lantern the other day working around the house. I sent the picture of me working, and you sent me a picture of you in Costa Rica. It was pretty great. Usually I'm not the one that's working hard in any conversation that I'm having, but that was the first time ever. But I was it was in the evening. A lot of stuff that I do is in the evening because I work until late in the afternoon every day. And so I have used the headlamps and the lanterns and the flashlights so many times just doing stuff around the house. If I've got to go out into the backyard or do something outside in the evening, those lanterns come in so handy because they just throw the light everywhere. It just brightens up everything. I was actually up underneath. I was laying in the bed of my truck. I had to move some stuff recently, and I had to take the bed cover off to do that because I have one of these accordion sort of bed covers that folds back, but when you fold it back, the most you can get is about 3/4 of your bed and I needed the whole bed, so I had to take the bed cover off. So I was up underneath putting it back on, and that lantern just made the job so simple because it just brightens up everything. And I know you guys have a bunch of different lanterns and flashlights. Talk about some of the variety of products that you have.
Yeah, so like when the lanterns, even the lanterns by themselves, we got a lot of different types there. We have one that is not only is it a lantern, It's also a power bank. You can use this thing to charge up your phone, your iPad. It's called the Orion. That's, you know, a very multi-purpose lantern. We got another one called the Internova 1000 and Internova 800. That's two different ones, but two different levels of brightness. I'll tell you what, both those are incredibly bright. Just, you know, it depends how much you want to blind your family, but you choose the one you want. Then we have, you know, for you, Tony, like, well, we have a lot of people, like truck drivers, as a matter of fact. We have a small little lantern. It's only small in size, but it's called the Halo 180. And it's got a built-in battery and a built-in magnetic back to it.
Oh, nice.
So for your truck bed, you can just slap this thing on the side. It's not going to go anywhere. Or if you're a truck driver, you want to see in the back of your hull, you can just, you know, snap this thing and magnetically anywhere inside the truck as well. It's a great little utility lantern as well.
Yeah, that is so cool. And I know that there are a lot of your products that have those sort of extra features like battery chargers and magnets like that that you said. Here's another thing that I do on a very regular basis, especially now that the weather is about to warm up and we're going to be spending a whole lot of time outside. I spend a lot of time at a friend of mine's farm, and it's in the middle of the woods, and there is wildlife everywhere. And so you can, at night, we'll be outside, maybe have a bonfire or something going, and you can shine a flashlight into the woods and sort of scan the woods, and you can catch eyes of deer and maybe some other things, and we do that all the time. But you need a really bright flashlight, the brighter the better, and that, you know, really throws a good beam of light onto out there into the woods. What is the brightest flashlight you guys have? I want to know, because I'm gonna buy it.
we have a, it's called the Guardian 1300 XL. We named it the Guardian because it's used by a lot of police officers, SWAT team, all kinds of first responders. This thing is, you know, over 1,000 lumens of brightness. It's going to shine over a football field's length. It's like, you know, incredibly far off all this thing goes. And actually, I think it's like 300 yards, not 300 feet, so that's like three football fields.
Wow.
This thing can go. And we do the same thing. You know, we go out there, we look for like green eyes of the deer, yellow eyes of coyotes, kind of see what's out there in the woods. And this thing has the throw of any flashlight that's out there. It's just awesome and has rechargeable batteries.
Yeah,
you don't got to worry about them when I'm buying batteries all the time.
Yeah. And talk about that a little bit. The rechargeable batteries that you guys offer with a lot of your products, and then also standard batteries that you guys sell on the website.
Yeah, so we have our own line. It's called the Internova line of batteries. We have rechargeable ones that go in our lanterns and also go in our flashlights. And then we have the regular dry cell ones as well, because, you know, sometimes you just don't need the rechargeable one. We have an entire line of like D, C, AA, AAA batteries as well. Our batteries last as long, if not longer, than any of the top brands out there. And I'm talking, you know, Energizer, Duracell. We've made sure that we have the highest quality out there, but our prices absolutely crush them because, you know, we don't need that big of a markup or a small family-run business. We know all of our customers need batteries. So to me, it's just a nice little add-on to give everyone who wants to go out there and stock up on batteries for everything they have around the house.
Yeah, 50% off batteries sounds pretty good.
No, 50% off lanterns right
now. Oh.
Maybe that'll be the April special.
Dang.
Aaron has a request for the April special.
Right now.
Yeah.
Aaron has a request for the April special, 50% off batteries. We can talk about that later. But, I was just going to, before we let you go, one more little anecdote of my own personal experience. Again, being out, going through the woods or spending time outdoors at night, I keep one of the flashlights, I don't know the name of it, but one of the smaller Intervine flashlights in my truck, in my little center console thing. And I will get that little flashlight out if I didn't bring, a bigger flashlight with me or whatever. And I'll use that while we're outside. And my friends will go, or my friend whose house, we're at, will go in and get a big old flashlight out of his garage that looks like it's some giant spotlight. And the little flashlight of the Intervine flashlight that I take out of the center console is, I swear to you, brighter than the big old flashlight that he just went and got out of his garage. It's incredible how bright, and it's one of those that you can twist, and you can widen the beam,
yeah,
so
like
you can
that.
Spread the light more, or you can tighten it down and you can really get a pinpoint on something. And it is. It'll shoot that. Like, we've done it. We've held it in the same spot, and the Intervine light, the little Intervine flashlight, is brighter than his big flashlight. And I'm sure you hear that story all the time, and I'm sure that's not on accident, but it is. It's impressive stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's our Starling. That's the name of that flashlight. It has the little, like you said, the zoomable lens on it. It is awesome. Like, that's the one that I keep in my glove compartment as well. And, you know, it's also great for taking dogs on walks. Like, my wife and daughter use it all the time. Because if you spread that beam out so it's nice and wide, you can see everything in front of you. And then if you want to, like, shoot this thing, you know, 100 yards, you just narrow it, and then it narrows down like a laser beam and shoots as far as you want.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's amazing stuff. It's all amazing stuff. I'm completely spoiled by all of it. And if you go out and get one Intervine product, I can promise you that you're going to be wanting to buy more. It's really, really impressive stuff. Amazing March special. Don't miss out. 50% off all lanterns on Intervine.com. Or like Mike said, if you want to shop on Amazon, some people just prefer to do that. Intervine.com/Tony, T-O-N-Y, or if you go to their website, Intervine.com, and use my name, Tony, as your discount code, you'll get 50% off of the lanterns that way. Awesome stuff, Mike. Really appreciate everything you do for the show. Really appreciate the great offer to the listeners, and I hope we get a chance to talk to you again real soon. Did I miss anything? Do you need to plug anything else before we go?
No, you got it covered. I love being on here. I love talking to you and Aaron all the time. Now, I do need to get going because apparently I need to go stock up on batteries in preparation for a potential April offer.
Yeah, the April offer is going to really see the batteries moving out of there. We're going to call it the Aaron. We'll call that one the Aaron special.
Hey, I'm down. I'm not going to argue.
Mike, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right. Intervine.com, Intervine.com. Not only do they have the best products, flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, batteries, all that stuff, but you're also supporting a great local company who does it right. I didn't even mention this with Mike, 4.9 out of 5 seller rating on Amazon. That is not easy to get, but it proves their dedication to taking care of their customers and providing great products. So Intervine.com, Intervine.com. Use my name, Tony, and the discount code. Get 50% off all lanterns in the month of March. That is incredible. All right, we need to take a break, but don't go anywhere. Got plenty more Second Amendment Radio coming next here on FM News Talk 97.1.
Are those Christmas bells?
Yes, it's Beach Boys bells.
Beach Boys. I think it's
they might be jingle bells.
It's heavenly.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
See? This is the jam here.
Knows the song.
Yeah.
This is my favorite Beach Boys song. We're going to listen to the Beach Boys. This is what I want to listen to. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Our producer Chad Ellis, of course, in the studio as well. Great talk there with our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine. Take advantage of that great March special at Intervine.
No joke.
50% off all lanterns for the month of March. He said, you know, we're going to be getting into camping season here before you know it, so he wants to set you up with some great lanterns for your camping gear right now. So Intervine.com, Intervine.com. Use my name, Tony, as your discount code, and you will get 50% off all lanterns. While you're there, buy some flashlights and some headlamps and some batteries, too. You won't be disappointed, I promise. Big local story involving a shooting this week happened at a Target store in St. Charles off of Mexico Road. The basics are, and you guys have probably heard this. I mean, we talked a whole lot about it all week long here on
Break It Down, you know.
Yeah, but just to give you the quick basics, a 21-year-old Amazon delivery driver who didn't actually work for Amazon, worked for a third...
he's a contractor.
Yeah, a contractor, you know, that was being used by Amazon. But he was in an Amazon delivery truck parked at the Target store in a handicap spot. A 65-year-old man named Larry Tomlinson came up. He had the placard, and he was angry at this Amazon delivery driver for parking in the handicap spot. Apparently, he initially got out of his car and pulled out a phone to take pictures of of this guy parked in the handicapped spot.
Yeah.
Some type of altercation ensued.
Yeah,
where
it sounded like he approached the driver and started
shoving the camera in his face, and then the driver tried to take the camera and the phone away. Somehow, Larry Tomlinson gets knocked to the ground. The 65-year-old guy gets knocked to the ground. Now, again, this is all reports. This is not
factual.
This is all alleged.
Yeah.
So, just so you know, and he gets knocked to the ground. And once he's laying on the ground, the driver is walking away from the scene, and this Larry Tomlinson shoots him
in the back. Yep.
And
it sounds like he struck him. Chad and I were talking off the air. Sounds like he struck him in the spine, and he has. Sounds like it's going to be permanent paralysis.
So initial reports were that it was a minor injury, and he was being taken to the hospital with non-life threatening injuries. But unfortunately, that story has changed. To your point, Aaron. Again, this is all alleged reports, but looks like it could be something that that this 21-year-old delivery driver, whose name is Jalen Walker, he might have some permanent damage to his spine that could affect all kinds of things.
We talk about this really in depth on the live stream on Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory. During the midweek news update, this was a big topic that actually was suggested by one of the live streamers. Was like, "Hey, here's a link. Talk about this."
So let me ask you just this flat out question.
Yeah,
we talked about Missouri. You know, is a stand your ground state. It's a castle doctrine state.
Yep, we're both.
And you know, if you feel like your life is in jeopardy or you're allowed to defend yourself with a gun. But this guy was fell to the ground or was knocked to the ground, doesn't matter. And this guy was obviously turned around and going away from him because he was shot in the back.
Right.
So if the stories that as we know them are true, again, it's just alleged. What are your thoughts on this shooting? Is it a good shooting or is it a bad shooting?
It's a bad one.
Yeah.
And so what's going on is this whole thing starts off bad right from the get-go. Right, you have a handicapped individual, and I don't know if you saw this, but he had gone to the Citizens Police Academy. Okay, so he knew
the shooter,
the 65-year-old
Tomlinson.
Had gone to the Citizens Police Academy, so he knew when he saw alleged crime, you know, you don't be a vigilante, you don't dish out your own dish of justice, so to speak. You call the police, right? That's the safest deal. Let's really talk about this. The reality of the situation is it was a simple ordinance violation. Tomlinson should have never engaged him. He should have just called the police, or he could have taken a photo, posted it on social media, and let Amazon dealt with it. Then he gets out, gets in the guy's face, and starts taking pictures.
Yep.
Okay, that was his second mistake.
There's reports that he even swung at him.
Right. His third mistake.
The end the guy being the shooter. I mean, Tomlinson, the 65-year-old. There's reports that he threw a punch at.
So
at
now
the driver as well.
Now he is definitely a vigilante, right? He's taking the law into his own hands. And what I tell people in the CCW class is 8 hours of training does not give you the right to become this renegade rogue cop. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
If you see something, you call the police. You should never really intervene. My advice is you don't intervene unless it is absolutely you, your wife, or your kid, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else, third party, I'll call the cops for you, but I'm not getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he took this into his own hands. So he gets knocked to the ground, right? He probably threw a punch and then he pushed him. That's the report, right?
Yeah.
So Tomlinson throws the punch, the delivery driver, pushes him down to get him away and then starts walking away to get away from him.
Walking/running. He wants no part of it.
He wants no part of it, right? He defended himself to the point where he was able to get away.
Yep.
And then this guy says, I'm going to use a firearm. Now, the other report I read was he brandished the gun, Tomlinson did, and then that's when he started trying to get away from him, and he turned his back.
Whether it was brandished or
doesn't matter,
he just saw it.
Right, he just saw it in the waistband or whatever.
He definitely saw that this guy had a gun.
He didn't want no part of it, so he's running away.
He was trying to get away, yes.
So now, in the CCW classes, we talk about effective communication of a withdrawal, And him running away would be an effective communication of withdrawal. So then he gets shot in the back, right? He gets, at first they said he had some paralysis. So I'm like, all right, well, there's a couple types of paralysis. There's like a permanent deficit and then a temporary one.
Yeah.
If he gets shot in the back.
I think it's just too early to tell right now.
But yeah,
it could be the permanent.
Yeah,
he could really be in bad shape.
Normally the temporary stuff is gone, and there's probably some doctor out there that knows way more about this. If I was telling Tony, like, sometimes you get shot in the back, and just the you gotta remember the body's water, right? There's some pressure, and it's applied over to the spine, and it's just a temporary paralysis. It's like getting a dead arm, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, you get hit in the arm, and your whole arm's kind of like numb and weak. You know, it's kind of like that.
Or your leg falls asleep.
Yeah, your leg falls asleep. And Antonio and I talked about that. You ever fall asleep on your arm and it go to sleep? He's like, yeah. And I was like, you know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And then the body recovers, right? The body is an amazing, amazing thing. So. It's probably too early to tell. Praline is probably going to be permanent.
Yeah.
You don't want to get shot in the back. What can we learn from this?
There's reports that it hit him in the spine, which is
it's not the place to get shot.
Well, and the chances of a guy laying on a ground and shooting at somebody who's mm-hmm. walking or running away and
center mass, spine, right?
I mean, that's just.
So the question is, how close was he?
Just the worst thing.
You know, what kind of handgun was it? Was it a high caliber handgun? Was it a 357 Magnum? Was it a 44 Magnum? Was it a 40 Smith & Wesson or 10 millimeter versus like a 380 or 22? Who knows? All that'll be coming out soon, I'm sure. But the reality situation was a bad shoot from my perspective, and I think every reasonable gun owner, and I think I'm probably a very reasonable gun owner. I give people a lot of benefit of the doubt. There was not a serious threat of serious physical injury or death
at any point
because he was never
because he was the
armed.
Aggressor,
right? And if you look at the state law, it says you can't start it. Well, he started it.
Yeah, he started it.
Now, maybe a different situation if he pulled up, took a picture of the Amazon truck, started driving away, and then the Amazon driver started chasing him. He drove away. He removed himself from the situation, but the Amazon driver pursued it. But that was not the case. He got out of the car.
Not even close.
And kept pushing, threw a punch because he was angry. And he really sounds like a vigilante. And the prosecutor is going to bring up, I promise you, the fact that he went to the Citizens Police Academy. He knew that there was a better way to handle it. I'd be willing to bet that he may have a CCW permit, so therefore he went to a class, and if the class that you took is anything like class, you don't get involved, you call the police.
He knows better.
You know better. And if you take in my class, that's the advice I give you. I don't care what it is. Two dudes in a parking lot fighting, one of them pulls out a knife, which one do you shoot? And some people are like, oh, you shoot the guy with the knife. No, you don't shoot any of them. You call the cops.
Right.
You don't know who the aggressor is. You don't know who the victim is. And that's exactly, you know, the same scenario here. Like, I would have not intervened with either one of them other than mm-hmm. you go sit down over there and you go sit down over here. I already called the cops, are on their way.
Yep.
The cops can figure this out
right.
if you really need to intervene.
And
that's just kind of my quick take on it. You have a thought. Go ahead.
No, yeah. Well, I was actually going to ask Chad. I don't know how much Chad wants to talk about this or not. But, I mean, all reports from that we are reading, all the quotes that we're reading from the young man who was shot, Jalen Walker, he seems like, I mean, he says he's already forgiven the shooter.
Yeah.
He was cracking jokes in an interview to keep sort of his family from breaking down. I don't know how much you want to shed light on anything that you may or may not know, but he sounds like this was a super nice kid.
Upbeat. Responsible.
Go ahead.
Jalen's a real good guy. Like, I actually know him personally. We go to the same barbershop.
God, that's amazing.
I actually seen him like 2 days before it happened.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
It's just like what really provoked all of it mm-hmm. is like it was kind of, to me, it seems senseless. It's a parking spot. It's never that serious.
There's a million of them there, and they're never occupied.
And it's a handicapped spot at that. Like, I understand the frustration, but the entitlement of, I'm going to get out my car. That's too far.
Like Aaron said, vigilante. Like, all of a sudden he thinks he's some kind of justice seeker. And I don't know about your target. Every target I've been to has about
50
handicap spots.
Yeah.
So, if you're somebody that's parking in a handicap spot that's not handicapped or because you just feel like you're saving some time, that's not a good move. That's a jerk move. Don't do that.
But it's never worth getting shot over.
Never.
No.
Right.
No.
And it should never be any. It's not up to anybody.
Yeah.
Like Aaron said, take a picture and report it if you want to do that. That's fine with me. But don't get out. Don't start a confrontation. maybe over a freaking parking spot.
And then you see the guys like on the clock too. It's like, come on now, like
guys just doing a job.
Just say something. Just like, come on now, like don't park in the handicap spot. It's people out here that actually need it.
Yeah.
But taking it on your own.
I'm sure there was another one. Park in another handicap spot. Take a picture.
There was probably one right next to it.
Yeah, take a picture and report it.
And I've even seen, you know, some of these viral stuff is, you know, I'm handicapped and in a wheelchair or whatever, and you took a spot, and I had to go park further away. I mean, I know you've seen that stuff.
Yeah.
So you can leave a note if there's nobody around.
Spots.
Yeah.
People leave notes and say, you know, like, what a jerk.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, you want to call somebody on a move like that, that's fine.
Yeah. And I think that just kind of, if the guy doesn't have a CCW permit, then he was never educated on that. But he did go to the police academy. So either way, they're going to demonize him for not having a CCW or taking a class, and they're going to bring up the fact that he knew better because he went through the Citizens Police Academy.
We're going to hope like heck that that this Jalen Walker is able to recover from this. He seems like he, just from the little bit of interviews and reports that we've read, and then you know what Chad has been able to tell us, he seems like a super upbeat guy.
Yeah,
and the last person that something like this should have happened to. Aaron, let's get back to the legal stuff involved in this. He's been charged, Tomlinson.
So,
and should he, I mean,
he got charged with, I just totally went blank. It was something armed criminal action and,
something with a firearm, something to have to do with a firearm.
Yeah. I forgot. That's the armed criminal action part.
I mean,
but
to me, it seems pretty open and shut. You think he's good for this, and then should this guy ever have a gun again?
No, he's going to be a convicted felon.
Yeah.
And he's probably facing. But long as there
are stars above you. Are those Christmas bells?
You never need it's Beach Boys bells.
Okay.
I think it's they might be jingle bells.
It's heavenly.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
See? This is the jam here. This is my favorite Beach Boys song. We're going to listen to the Beach Boys. This is what I want to listen to. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Our producer Chad Ellis, of course, in the studio as well. Great talk there with our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine. Take advantage of that great March special at Intervine.
No joke.
50% off all lanterns for the month of March. He said, you know, we're going to be getting into camping season here before you know it, so he wants to set you up with some great lanterns for your camping gear right now. So intervine.com, intervine.com. Use my name, Tony, as your discount code, and you will get 50% off all lanterns. While you're there, buy some flashlights and some headlamps and some batteries, too. You won't be disappointed, I promise. Big local story involving a shooting this week. Happened at a Target store in St. Charles off of Mexico Road. The basics are, and you guys have probably heard this. I mean, we talked a whole lot about it all week long here on
Break It Down. You know.
Yeah, but just to give you the quick basics, a 21-year-old Amazon delivery driver who didn't actually work for Amazon, worked for a third...
he's a contractor.
Yeah, a contractor, you know, that was being used by Amazon. But he was in an Amazon delivery truck. Parked at the Target store in a handicap spot. A 65-year-old man named Larry Tomlinson came up. He had the handicap license plates, the placard, and he was angry at this Amazon delivery driver for parking in the handicap spot. Apparently, he initially got out of his car and pulled out a phone to take pictures of this guy parked in the handicap spot. Some type of altercation ensued.
It sounded like he approached the driver and started shoving the camera in his face,
and then you know the guy tried to, then the driver tried to take the camera and the phone away. Somehow Larry Tomlinson gets knocked to the ground. The 65-year-old guy gets knocked to the ground. Now, again, this is all reports. This is not
This
is all alleged.
Yeah.
So, just so you know, and he gets knocked to the ground, and once he's laying on the ground, the driver is walking away from the scene, and this Larry Tomlinson shoots him
in the back.
The back.
Yep.
And
sounds like he struck him. Chad and I were talking off the air. Sounds like he struck him in the spine. And he has, sounds like it's going to be permanent paralysis.
So initial reports were that it was a minor injury and he was being taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But unfortunately, that story has changed to your point, Aaron. Again, this is all alleged reports, but it looks like it could be something that, that this 21-year-old delivery driver, whose name is Jalen Walker, he might have some permanent damage to his spine that could affect all kinds of things.
We talk about this really in depth on the live stream on Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory during the midweek news update. This was a big topic that actually was suggested by one of the live streamers. Was like, hey, here's a link. Talk about this.
So let me ask you just this flat out question.
Yeah,
we talk about Missouri, you know, is a stand your ground state. It's a castle doctrine state.
Yep, we're both.
And, you know, if you feel like your life is in jeopardy or, you're allowed to defend yourself with a gun. But this guy was fell to the ground or was knocked to the ground. Doesn't matter. And this guy was obviously turned around and going away from him because he was shot in the back.
Right.
So if the stories that as we know them are true, again, it's just alleged. What are your thoughts on this shooting? Is it a good shooting or is it a bad shooting?
It's a bad one. Yeah. And so what's going on is this whole thing starts off bad right from the get-go, right? You have a handicapped individual, and I don't know if you saw this, but he had gone to the Citizens Police Academy, okay? So he knew...
The shooter.
The 65-year-old... Tomlinson,
yeah.
Had gone to the Citizens Police Academy, so he knew when he saw alleged crime... You know, you don't be a vigilante. You don't dish out your own dish of justice, so to speak. You call the police, right? That's the safest deal. Well, let's really talk about this. The reality of the situation is it was a simple ordinance violation. Tomlinson should have never engaged him. He should have just called the police, or he could have taken a photo, posted it on social media, and let Amazon dealt with it. Then he gets out, gets in the guy's face, and starts taking pictures.
Yep.
Okay, that was his second mistake.
There's reports that he even swung at him.
Right. There's his third mistake.
The end the guy being the shooter. I mean, Tomlinson, the 65-year-old. There's reports that he threw a punch at.
So
at
now he is definitely a vigilante. Right. He's taking the law into his own hands. And what I tell people in the CCW class is 8 hours of training does not give you the right to become this renegade rogue cop. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
If you see something, you call the police. You should never really intervene. My advice is you don't intervene unless it is absolutely you, your wife, or your kid, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else, third party, I'll call the cops for you, but I'm not getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he took this into his own hands. So he gets knocked to the ground, right? He probably threw a punch and then he pushed him. That'd be, you know, that's the report, right?
Yeah.
So Tomlinson throws the punch, the delivery driver, pushes him down to get him away, and then starts walking away to get away from him.
Walking slash running. He wants no part of it.
He wants no part of it, right? He defended himself to the point where he was able to get away.
Yep.
And then this guy says, I'm going to use a firearm. Now, the other report I read was he brandished the gun, Tomlinson did, and then that's when he started trying to get away from him, and he turned his back.
I think he definitely, whether it was brandished or
doesn't matter,
he just saw it.
Right, he just saw it in the waistband or whatever.
He definitely saw that this guy had a gun.
He didn't want no part of it, so he's running away.
He was trying to get away,
So now, in the CCW classes, we talk about effective communication of a withdrawal, and him running away would be an effective communication of withdrawal. So then he gets shot in the back, right? At first they said he had some paralysis. So I'm like, all right, well, there's a couple types of paralysis. There's like a permanent deficit and then a temporary one.
Yeah.
If you get shot in the back.
I think it's just too early to tell right now. But
yeah,
it could be the permanent.
Yeah,
it could really be in bad shape.
Normally the temporary stuff is gone, and there's probably some doctor out there that knows way more about this. If I was telling Tony, like, sometimes you get shot in the back, and just the you gotta remember the body's water, right? There's some pressure, and it's applied over to the spine, and it's just a temporary paralysis. It's like getting a dead arm, right? Like, you get hit in the arm, and your whole arm's kind of like numb and weak. You know, it's kind of like that.
Or your leg falls asleep.
Yeah, your leg falls asleep. And Antonio and I talked about that. You ever fall asleep on your arm and it go to sleep? He's like, yeah. And I was like, you know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And And then the body recovers, right? The body is an amazing, amazing thing. So it's probably too early to tell. It's probably going to be permanent. Yeah. You don't want to get shot in the back. What can we learn from this?
There's reports that it hit him in the spine, which is
it's not the place to get shot.
Well, and the chances of a guy laying on a ground and shooting at somebody who's walking or running away and
it's center mass, spine, right?
I mean, that's just.
So the question is, how close was he?
Just the worst thing.
You know, what kind of handgun was it? Was it a high caliber handgun? Was it a 357 Magnum? Was it a 44 Magnum? Was it a 40 Smith & Wesson or 10 millimeter versus like a 380 or 22? Who knows? All that'll be coming out soon, I'm sure. But the reality of the situation was a bad shoot. From my perspective, and I think every reasonable gun owner, and I think I'm probably a very reasonable gun owner, I give people a lot of benefit of the doubt, there was not a serious threat of serious physical injury or death.
At any point,
because he was never
armed. Because he was the aggressor.
Right. And if you look at the state law, it says you can't start it. Well, he started it.
Yeah, he started it.
Now, maybe a different situation if he pulled up, took a picture of the Amazon truck, started driving away, and then the Amazon driver started chasing him. He drove away. He removed himself from the situation, but the Amazon driver pursued it. But that was not the case. He got out of the car.
Not even close.
And kept pushing, threw a punch because he was angry. And he really sounds like a vigilante. And the prosecutor is going to bring up, I promise you, the fact that he went to the Citizens Police Academy. He knew that there was a better way to handle it. I'd be willing to bet that he may have a CCW permit, so therefore he went to a class, and if your class that you took is anything like class, you don't get involved, you call the police.
He knows better.
You know better. And if you've taken my class, that's the advice I give you. I don't care what it is. Two dudes in a parking lot fighting, one of them pulls out a knife, which one do you shoot? And some people are like, oh, you shoot the guy with the knife. No, you don't shoot any of them. You call the cops.
Right.
You don't know who the aggressor is. You don't know who the victim is. And that's exactly, you know, the same scenario here. Like, I would have not intervened with either one of them other than you go sit down over there and you go sit down over here. I already called the cops, are on their way.
Yep.
The cops can figure this out
right.
If you really need to intervene. And that's just kind of my quick take on it. You have a thought. Go ahead.
No, well, I was actually going to ask Chad. I don't know how much Chad wants to talk about this or not, but I mean, all reports from that we are reading, all the quotes that we're reading from the young man who was shot, Jalen Walker, he seems like, I mean, he says he's already forgiven the shooter.
Yeah.
He was cracking jokes in an interview to keep sort of his family from breaking down. I don't know how much you want to shed light on anything that you may or may not know, but he sounds like this was a super nice kid.
Irresponsible.
Go ahead.
Jalen's a real good guy. Like, I actually know him personally. We go to the same barbershop.
God, that's amazing.
I actually seen him like 2 days before it happened.
It's
just like what really provoked all of it is like it was kind of, to me it seems senseless. It's a parking spot. It's never that serious.
There's a million of them there and they're never occupied.
And it's a handicapped spot at that. Like, I understand the frustration, but the entitlement of, oh, I'm going to get out my car. That's too far.
Like Aaron said, vigilante. Like, all of a sudden he thinks he's some kind of justice seeker. And I don't know about your target. Every target I've been to has about 10
50
handicap
million.
Spots.
Yeah.
So, if you're somebody that's parking in a handicap spot that's not handicap or because you just feel like you're saving some time, that's not a good move. That's a jerk move. Don't do that.
But it's never worth getting shot over.
It should never be. It's not up to anybody.
Yeah.
Like Aaron said, take a picture and report it if you want to do that. That's fine with me. But don't get out. Yeah. Don't start a confrontation over a freaking parking spot.
And then you see the guys like on the clock too. It's like, come on now,
just doing his job.
Just say something. Just like, come on now, like, don't park in a handicapped spot. It's people out here that actually need it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But taking it on your own.
I'm sure there was another one. Park in another handicapped spot. Take a picture.
There was probably one right next to it.
Yeah, take a picture and report it.
And I've even seen, you know, some of these viral stuff is, you know, I'm handicapped and in a wheelchair or whatever, and you took a spot, and I had to go park further away. I mean, I know you've seen that stuff.
Yeah.
So you can leave a note if there's nobody around.
Spots, people leave notes and say, you know, like, what a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, you want to call somebody on a move like that, that's fine.
Yeah, and I think that just kind of, if the guy doesn't have a CCW permit, then he was never educated on that. But he did go to the police academy. So either way, they're going to demonize him. for not having a CCW or taking a class, and they're going to bring up the fact that he knew better because he went through the Citizens Police Academy.
We're going to hope like heck that that this Jalen Walker is able to recover from this. He seems like he just from the little bit of interviews and reports that we've read, and then you know what Chad has been able to tell us. He seems like a super upbeat guy.
Yeah,
and the last person that something like this should have happened to. Aaron, let's get back to the legal stuff involved in this. He's been charged, Tomlinson.
So,
and should he? I mean,
he got charged with I just totally went blank. It was something armed criminal action, and
something with a firearm. Something to have to do with a firearm.
Yeah, I forgot. That's the armed criminal action part. I mean, but yeah,
to me, it seems pretty open and shut. You think he's good for this? And then should this guy ever have a gun again?
No, he's going to be a convicted felon.
Yeah.
And he's probably facing 10 years in jail.
Yeah.
You know, reality of the situation, maybe a little bit longer. Now he is older, so maybe they won't sentence him to the full deal, but I in my opinion, there should be some minimum sentence, mandatory sentence in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not, I think he's still in jail. He's not out on bail.
And I want to say this too, because you've mentioned this many times on the show. If you're going to pull out your gun and you
better
need to be ready to use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you are willing to use it, then you know that you are using potentially probable lethal force on somebody.
Yeah, you're going to shoot him center mass. There's no warning shots. There's no let's shoot him in the leg.
Right.
You shoot somebody in the leg, you still kill him.
Yeah, as bad as this is, thank God that he didn't kill.
Right.
So are you ready to be a murderer over a freaking parking spot?
It's crazy, man.
Can you ever shoot a person that's going away from you?
You know, man, yeah, you can.
If they're in your house or something like that.
Well, let's go with, like, they're kidnapping my kid and they're running away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then absolutely, because that forcible felony is still being perpetrated.
Gotcha.
But, you know, and mind you, I tell people, these are really fluid, dynamic situations.
Right.
So if it's a kidnapping and you're running away, you got my freaking kid or my wife, you're going to get shot.
Right.
Right. But if it's a simple exchange like this and you're removing yourself from a situation, it's a no-good shoot.
Yeah, never okay.
So, and I'm going to tell people, go look up these forcible felonies. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get on the live stream. That's already up. You can go. It was on Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Yep. And we'll have another one this week.
And we'll have another one this week on Tuesday or Wednesday at the 5 o'clock hour. And you can go and hit the little three dots and choose to get notifications.
Yep.
So you'll know when we go live, and you can kind of come in and out.
Yep.
And we like user interaction, so get in there and make comments.
We're going to keep an eye on this story, especially
with
Jalen Walker and hopefully you know, his recovery from this. And we'll keep an eye on how this progresses through the justice system. All right, that's it. We got to go. That is it for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. For Chad Ellis, my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, I'm Tony Colombo. We'll see you back here next Saturday at 3 o'clock for another edition of Second Amendment Radio.
Keep playing the Beach Boys because spring's right around the corner.
Makes you feel good, right?
It does.
FM News Talk 97.1.
KFTK, St. Louis.